Yeah, that last pitch was on the black, too. You know, we were doing things in sports that are just underratedly beautiful. And one of the ones that got suggested, and that last pitch was one of them, is when a batter takes a called third strike and starts to walk away before the umpire even punches him up.
I know. Yep. Yeah. All right. I got it. This guy.
Yeah.
Schoolboy was literally unhittable last night for 4+ innings. And then when all was said and done, through 7 innings, had given up one freaking hit. It's not to say there weren't a couple of hard hit balls. There were good positioning by the Tigers and some nice plays. But it was a great performance all around for the Tigers. You got to see everything on display. A little bit of power, the amazing pitching, the back end of the bullpen, the really guys who they've been relying on with Canely and Vest can get things done. I mean, it's just, it was good to see.
248-539-9797. All right, so Rocket Classic, 5 playoff holes. Aldrich Pottgeter beats Max Grazerman. Pottgeter, he's a huge hitter. He's 20 years old. You know, we talk about lack of star power. Maybe this is a place where stars are born. Maybe the name Pottgeter becomes a household name in the world of golf. So I love the theater and the drama. And of course, the two of them and Chris Kirk go to a playoff, and comes down to the two, Grazerman and Pottgeter. Grazerman had about 3 putts to win it at various times, 18 in regulation, and then in the extra holes, Pottgeter had a couple of putts, and finally somebody rolled in a long putt. None of these putts were really easy, but finally somebody rolled in a long putt to win it, which is, you know, I mean, kind of what you want to see is some drama and it unfold with an amazing shot. And I wonder what the TV ratings are going to be like, because you keep going, the drama builds, it gets to one of these, is this thing ever going to end? And they're citing that the longest playoff ever was 11 holes, ironically, in Detroit at the Motor City Classic.
Well, it wasn't Detroit, but yeah, it was a Motor City Classic that took place, I think, in, the place in Northville, Country Club, Meadowbrook Country Club.
Okay, well, there you go. And that eventually it was just called a draw. They called it a tie. I mean, that whole thing, right, is
when you think. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you just think that this is great theater, regardless of who the names are, but you realize the names do matter.
They do. And yet, Pottgeter has 3 top 10 finishes this year. So there's that. And he just gets his first career win. He's only 20. To have 3 top 10 finishes at the age of 20. Mm-hmm. Might pretend that this guy's going to be a force to be reckoned with for a long time, and we got to see him up close and personal to win his first, and he's 20 years old.
Yep.
He's now 49th in the world golf ratings. He's 36th in the FedEx standings with the point totals. So good for him. I mean, that's just watching the young guys get out there, and the young guys hit the ball so damn far. I mean, you're talking 360, 370-yard drives. All these guys were able to do it. Just crazy. And this is the world we live in now with golfers that they literally swing out of their shoes.
Well, yeah, Grazerman had to get a new, I don't know if he got a new shoe or a new spike in the shoe after 18. So, I guess the question is, what's next? What's next for this event that has one more year under contract? If you were watched it all, you heard about how they're basically redoing the course. Mm-hmm. As soon as this is over, it's like probably going on right now, bringing the bulldozers.
Yes, I think they literally were going to start it up right away.
So, you know, that's under the assumption that, hey, we want to host this event. I mean, do you do that if you're not trying to continue to host? There's an option for 2 years. And it's moving its place on the calendar to later in the year when players might be scrambling for FedEx playoff points, yes, which could help in terms of attracting a field. You know, I don't know why it got moved, but it sounds like it has a chance to have a better field as long as it gets extended as an event. Okay, here's the negative. On television, it didn't look packed.
I thought that was a little strange. Like, I was watching throughout the day and I didn't notice it until you got to the 18th hole and it was the playoff. For the first playoff hole when they started at 18. And I'm watching and I'm thinking to myself, Am I missing something here? Because there's hardly anybody there at the tee box watching these guys tee off. Well, maybe you're just, maybe everybody's going to be waiting at the green, you know? And then there's, you see some people in the gallery, they're hitting their approach shots. And then they have the aerial view on the drone getting towards the green. And the stands were mostly filled, but you could see some empty seats in the stands. And then, but it didn't look like there were more than, I don't know, 1,500 people?
It didn't look like there were a lot of people. And, you know, that's how it played on television. Maybe somebody who is there might tell us otherwise.
You know, and you got three guys, and you're not expecting it to end on that when you have three guys competing in a playoff to end on the first playoff hole. Maybe that's part of it. People are just jockeying for position on other holes, but I don't know. It was outside of that, it looked like it was great on TV. Like they had great shots, great angles. The golf was obviously, they had plenty of great golf shots involved. You had drama, but I did find it a little strange. It looked like there weren't that many people that were there when it was all was said and done.
Now I'm going to wander into an area that I'm not an expert in here. Okay. And I guess it's never stopped me before. So let me charge into that area.
Here we go.
Did see on social media some people complaining that tickets were a bit pricey. And, you know, when it comes to price points for events, nobody's in favor of higher prices. Everybody's in favor of lower prices. One of the things, one of the pieces of feedback we got from a listener last week was they didn't love it because they couldn't see as much because it was so crowded, which implied that people were buying tickets and going. That was one person's perspective. Mm-hmm. They went on a Saturday or Sunday. When I went as a fan, I went on a Friday. I'm almost sure it was a Friday. And crowds weren't the issue. It wasn't too crowded. It also wasn't empty, but I would not have called it too crowded. If they raised the ticket prices because it had been crowded in the past, I don't know if they did or they didn't. I believe the general admission buy-in price was $85. Is that too steep? Is that a fair price? I mean, nobody's ever going to call up and say, yes, I'd pay more. Most everybody would say, yeah, make it as cheap as possible. Was it overpriced? I don't know.
But yeah, I don't know either.
On television, it came across as maybe not as well attended as I expected, which is disappointing if true.
Did you notice that throughout the course, or was that just noticeable? Because I wasn't noticing it until they got to the playoff.
I'm watching the final group really dialed in, and I'm like, if I were there, I could be walking with these guys right up on the ropes, no problem. That's now how it appeared on TV. Sometimes TV can be misleading, and I want to acknowledge that.
Yeah, and again, because of who the group was, like, were people watching Matsuyama and Morikawa because those are the names? Or was it just simply, you know, it wasn't well attended? I don't know. But people have great things. The golfers have great things to say about the course and the fans.
They have, yeah.
And Morikawa had great things to say about the fans. They're always charged up and ready to go, and it makes it great. And obviously, they hit low scores. But 22 under par is certainly not 30 under par or beyond that like people thought it was going to be. The course was very receptive the first couple of days, and then it got tough the last 2 days. Yeah. It got real tough, and yet some people still shot really well, but most of the field struggled yesterday.
248-539-9797. Jason in Detroit, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Jason.
How you guys doing today?
What's up?
Yeah, so was there throughout the weekend, and honestly, for me, just being there going each year, this is probably one of the better years, I would say, in terms of attendance. I think what you guys are seeing is, you know, when it comes to Sunday, that's where a lot of those hospitality spaces that you see, you know, on 15, 14, you know, 16, those are all bought up by corporate sponsors, you know, a lot of businesses that buy into there. By Sunday, you know, not a lot of people are going to go there. It's always Friday, Thursday, Sunday, or Saturday that, you know, you see a lot more of those places. But in terms of the GA admission, the price has always been the same. But year over year, seeing it each year, Sunday is always getting, you know, you see that lack of appearance in those club spaces, which get the most camera time. So that's where it looks like it is empty.
Why is that? Why is it that they look like that they're empty on Sunday?
Well, so think about it, because there's multiple, all those, all all those suites in those corporate spaces, all the hospitality, those are bought up from businesses. Not many people are going to want to be there on a Sunday, I believe. And from personal experience, a lot of people are like, I'd rather just watch on TV. But you don't miss that really with the actual GA crowd that's walking around following the guys. It may not have looked like that, but there's definitely plenty of crowd. But it really is just, I think, because they're using the tickets for, you know, clients, you know, potential prospects. It's a business ticket, not a fan ticket.
Yeah. Well, it's fun that it's here. It was great theater. Does it have a future here? I hope. You know, the incoming PGA commissioner Rolop spoke very highly of it. The PGA has always said they want to have events inside city limits, and there's only two in major urban areas, Detroit and Atlanta. So hopefully they'll stay committed to that. And, you know, it may be the point on the calendar next year is going to bring bigger names and is searching for FedEx Cup points, which I imagine they'd see a course they can score on and think, yeah.
Right. And
but of course, everybody can score on it.
But. Yes. But also being so close to the playoffs, you might have players that will take time off just to rest as opposed to keep competing. That's the downside of it. But I don't know. I kind of like the idea that it's later in the season because people do want to take advantage. Because when you get to the playoffs, isn't it? I mean, you get advantages for. For having more points, because the whole playoff format, isn't it like, hey, the leader starts like 10 strokes ahead of everybody else or whatever it is?
Yeah.
So you're going to want to accumulate as many points as possible.
It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.